Go ahead. Good morning, everyone. This is August the 4th, 2019. And I'm going to start with the Prophet's Corner Uncut. And we're going to be looking into the Magic Kingdom. Living under the Magic Kingdom. With the false flag event yesterday, last night I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I want to pray whatever you want me to pray concerning the matter. And the Holy Spirit just kind of spoke to me. It's false. That doesn't mean there weren't people hurt, I don't guess, you know, but I got to thinking about the little bit of coverage that there was on the few news stations was a woman would look like a bruise on her leg and all these people dead and all these horrible injuries. And I'm thinking, why they've not shown any pictures of anybody? All you do is just hear what they're saying, and you hear a police officer to make a vague statement. So I was kind of pondering that this morning about these things that we've had pushed on us since we were born anyway. The Lord brought up to me, he said, think about the word tell a vision. Think about it. Tell a vision. They're telling you what they want you to hear, what they want you to see, what they want you to believe, but it's not a reality. It's not the truth. They've been lying to us for a long time. But the Magic Kingdom's been around from the beginning, since that fall in the garden that day. Think about it. Television. And it spread to movies and to internet use. Now little children, you know, we go in restaurants and it amazes me that little children, I'm talking two-year-olds, they're on those iPads, they're on those cell phones, and they're just constant video images. Have you ever heard of subliminal messaging? It's supposed to be outlawed. I don't think it is. I heard a woman, Sheila Alinsky, she is an expert in all things Disney as far as exposing the witchcraft and the pedophilia and everything associated with Disney and the Magic Kingdom. And she talks about, you can take just about any Disney film and you can go and slow it down and see all kinds of perversion, all kinds of images in the filming, the slowing down of the filming of it, that the naked eye doesn't pick up, but the conscious mind does. Tell a vision. Whose vision is it telling? Whose vision is it trying to get us to grasp and to take and to swallow it hook, line, and sinker? We don't know what really happened yesterday. There's been a lot of false flags in the last few years. But have you really ever seen any victims? You just hear. For the most part, I'd have to say that I have not. You might have a few staged people to say certain things at certain key times to sway the audience. Thought about Shakespeare. All the world's a stage and all the men and women are merely players. They have their entrances and exits. I had to memorize that stupid thing and get up and speak it. But it's the truth. Like puppets. Reminds me of the old movie, Clash of the Titans, where here these gods just pick this figure off of their shelf and lay it in the arena and just a play, just a game. like we're just the biggest idiots in the world. We're just blind. We've been lulled to sleep under the magic kingdom. Okay. This is the word of the Lord here. Under the magic kingdom, everything is an illusion. Satan, the god of this world, has the earth under his spell. As god of this world, he has blinded men's eyes from seeing the truth. Yes, the magic spell. Magic is not reality, but a fantasy. It has become a strong delusion. You can say it is Satan's collusion. My word is the answer to break this spell from hell. Remember the Disney movie Sleeping Beauty? Only the kiss of the prince could break the spell of the Sleeping Beauty. My church is the real Sleeping Beauty. And I am the prince, the word of God, sent to awaken my church from Satan's spell from hell. Psalms 2:12. Look at that a second. I've been asking the Lord, how do I pray, Lord? What do you want me to say? 2:12. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way. For soon shall his wrath be kindled. Oh, blessed are all those who seek refuge and put their trust in him. King James Version, kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled by a little. Blessed are they that put their trust in him. Jesus, I was sent from heaven, and I've made you free from the magic kingdom, this spell. It's time to come out from under its influence and walk in my truth, my word. I tried to bring my people Israel out from under the magic kingdom, but the spell of Jannes and Jambres was too strong. Will you be strong in me and break away? Will you follow me all the way? It is a new day. A day that I have made for you to be free and go forth taking the land back from the magic kingdom by decreeing. There will no longer be any more toiling under the lash, but there will be a full supply, no lack. Carefree living like you have never known. Yes, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Imagine a world without sickness and pain, poverty and lack, nothing bad. This is the reality. A world you have been blinded from seeing. Everything that is sensed through the five senses has caused men to not see how things really are. In other words, the Lord's saying, what he did is real. Everything you've experienced and walked in and believe is reality is false. Only through my word can men accept what is the truth and reject what are lies. Satan is the father of lies. Through your senses, he's lied. It's a magician's trick. Disney's magic kingdom mocks my kingdom. I was going to get an image of the Disney dome. You know, it makes a little noise and it goes over the top of the magic kingdom. It's mocking God is what it is. Disney's magic kingdom mocks my kingdom. Well, I will not be mocked. They will reap what they have sowed. Even now, their mockery is being exposed. Now's the time to shout, for the magic kingdom has lost its momentum and their grips on my people. I've kissed the virgins and they are awakening out of their slumber and going forth to promote my kingdom. My kingdom come, my will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And I came across this week. There's one, a little man that I follow. I don't really listen to him, but I listen to, he gives news updates, so I'll go to one of those links. There was a little teaching here by Neville Johnson. You remember Neville Johnson? And we were talking about a couple of months back, I brought it on a Sunday morning, that the Lord kept talking to me about a new era, and he was talking about the end of the church age and the beginning of the kingdom age. And there was a few things that he said that I thought that I would write here because it kind of jived with what the Lord had been saying to us. It says, he had this at the end of 2018. And this was posted on January 2019. The timeline is by our calendar, not the Jewish calendar. The Lord's given him some information, but it's based on the Gregorian calendar, not the Jewish calendar. The kingdom age will leave the church age behind. It will be a major shift. You know, the Lord had been speaking to us about a tilt a couple times, different times was a tilt. All right, it'll leave the church behind. The kingdom age will leave the church age behind. It will be a major shift. He says that the church age will end with the close of this year. Well, I don't know about that, but we'll see. The kingdom age will slowly unfold. The church age centered on the building of churches, which caused competition, especially the mainline denominations. They were based on a truth, but this is not the kingdom way, and this is my thoughts on this. Sounds like the Mount of Transfiguration. Instead of taking the gospel, they built buildings based on experiences. Charismatic movement, all these churches rise up out of the charismatic movement. Instead of us being one church, going forth and taking the gospel, we stop. We made a denomination, and we come over here, had another experience, made another denomination, and all it did was now competition and sex and divisions and all kinds of things. Persecution will be the catalyst of this, the collapse of denominations, and that Israel will eventually be grafted in. We are here to show this final generation what heaven and God are like and what the kingdom of God is. Exactly. The Lord told me this. When I started teaching on radio and television, the Lord said to me, show people who he is and show who he is not. People are still thinking, well, God made me sick to teach me something. You know what I'm saying? Show the people who I am and who I am not. He's being blamed for what the God of this world has done. A healing movement is coming. There is no sickness in heaven. The truth that there is no sickness in the kingdom of God will blossom. Not just heaven. Why would Jesus tell us to pray that prayer? The Lord wants his will here as it is there. Eventually it's going to be that way when he comes. He said he's going to take out every rule. That means medical, dental, veterinary, I don't care, financial institutions. It's all coming down because it's all the structures of men inspired by the devil. We must experience the kingdom within us before we can express it outwardly. Now, hear that. You must experience the kingdom within you before you can ever express it out to anyone else. We are running out of time. Yep. Noah had 7 days after the building of the ark to gather the animals and get on board. Then the door was shut. And he said this, we may have 7 years. And I thought, 7 years of plenty, 7 years, here's the tribulation. Okay, we'll see. My thought, 7 years of plenty, the 7 years of hardness. The five virgins that weren't ready, will not partake because they didn't prepare. Now, I don't know if he believes in the rapture or not, but he did say some things. I think the first time I listened to him that he did not promote the pre-trib rapture. But he said this about the virgins, that it's not the rapture that's going to get you ready. The rapture doesn't get you ready. You get ready, then the rapture. He comes to get the virgins, and five weren't prepared. Five were prepared. Prepared for what? To rule and reign. The five virgins that weren't ready will not partake because they didn't prepare. They will die and go to heaven, but they will not be part of the advancing of the kingdom of God. They won't be ready, so they will not be able to be used. They may be martyred, I don't know, because they weren't prepared. Will they go to heaven? Yes. Yes. We know so many that aren't prepared. It's staggering, the people we know that are unprepared. I can count on my hand the people that I believe, that I know personally, that are prepared. I'm looking at both of you right now. My thought here, this is the line that's drawn in the sand. Tell a vision. Whose vision? That old black magic has me in its spell. The old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. Tell a vision. Have you ever seen the CBSI? Same eye on the pyramid. On the back of $5 Illuminati. Same old tingle that I feel inside. And then the elevator starts its ride. Down and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm a flame, flame, flame of desire that only your kiss put out the fire. For you're the lover I'm waiting for, your mate that fate had me created for, and every time your lips meet mine, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under the blow, black magic called love. This is Frank Sinatra, by the way. I'm in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love. I can't tell you how many Disney cartoons and movies I have heard this song in. There's another lover, not the prince that we're awaiting his kiss, that we've kissed the sun, but Satan and his false narrative.